بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد قال الله تعالى في كتابه والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله respected علماء brothers sisters and elders in Islam indeed it brings lot of joy to our hearts to see a such gathering to honor those students who made all sacrifices to gain the ilm or to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala My dear brothers and elders in Islam, also I take this opportunity in welcoming all of you all, starting with Mufti Ismail of Springs, South Africa, who have traveled from Africa to Sri Lanka, that Respected Mufti Sahab, indeed that we are honored by your presence and to keep you all updated, my dear brothers in Islam. It is Mufti Ismail who have put the initial foundational thoughts to start a such institute in this country. And when we spoke to him yesterday, during his advice at Darul Uloom, he mentioned, I came to Sri Lanka before, he told that gathering, before all of y'all were born. It was in the 1960s when Mufti Saab was traveling to India for studies. They have to come to Sri Lanka and transfer from Sri Lanka. So my dear Alhamdulillah, indeed that we are honored and all this ajr will be going to Mufti Saab as he has kept the initial that his student studied under him and guidance given by Mufti Saab, this institute was started. My dear respected brothers, elders and mothers in Islam, We need to understand that it is a gathering today is a gathering like the gathering of the people of Jannah. Why I say this? Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith attributed gatherings of deen, gatherings in which the remembrance of Allah is taking place, gatherings of ilm compared to a rawdatum min riyadil jinan, a garden from the gardens of paradise. Such gatherings are an example of the people or the gathering of the people of Jannah. May Allah make us from that category. And we need to understand There were many groups came to visit Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to learn deen from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the time of Rasul, came to understand the deen from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a group came, a delegation came from Abdul Qais, Wafd Abdul Qais. And my dear brothers in Islam, when they came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the very first beautiful words of Rasul, marhaban bil qawm, bar marhaban bil wafd, ghayra khazaya wala nadama. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at them and he welcomed them. Marhaban. These were the very first words. It comes in the narration. Around 40 of them came and they met Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When they came, they had already brought iman in Rasul, but they came to know few guidelines of Sharia. They asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam about iman. What we need to understand, the welcoming words of Rasul, غَيْرَ خَزَايَا وَلَا نَدَامَا. O my Sahaba, you all are coming today after bringing iman. You are coming to know about the Ud. You are coming to learn about the Deen. And your arrival is so honored. None of you all are being humiliated or disgraced or put down. At that time he told them, because Abdul Qais, they entered Islam without war or without being slaves and etc. Today I would like to recall these students who came to this institute, spent golden 4 years of their time. They completed the academic studies or the education program what was laid in front of them. You as guardians, parents and etc. did all contribution. The same words are recalling my heart, that remember the journey that you have chosen for yourself and to your children, غَيْرَ خَزَايَا وَلَا نَدَامَا. Remember, this will only bring honor, this will only bring blessings, this will only bring barakat in your life and in the lives of these children or those students who are qualifying as muallimat. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, nothing greater or no one is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. He is the king of all kings. And the words of Allah, nothing greater than the words of Allah, and nothing greater than the words of His beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, these students spend their 4 years in this institution learning what? To summarize, مَا قَالَ اللَّهُ وَكَالَ الرَّسُولِ. Whatever Allah has said, whatever said by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and whatever came out of Rasul, that was from Allah. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever came out of Rasul, it was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever Allah has revealed in the Quran, they were the words or the kalamullah, the direct speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whichever person, whichever family, whichever personality connect themselves with the greatest of, with Allah the greatest, or with the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or with the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah will honor them. Allah will make them great because they have gone in the path what Allah has commanded. And Allah is the greatest. Those who are connect themselves with Allah, with the word of Allah, with the name of Allah, Allah will honor them as well. You have parents made sacrifices, made a lot of sacrifices. As we all know, even their transportation to come and go itself is a difficulty. But you made all efforts, you made all sacrifices. Your daughters made a lot of work, lot of effort. As you all know, that the work of 5 years or 6 years we try to summarize and put into them, which they have to work very hard. And remember, all these things will never go in waste. As Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala will not waste the rewards or the rewards of doers of good. Those who have done anything for the deen of Allah, Allah will reward them in this world, tomorrow in Qabr, and in the day of Qiyamah. That's why it comes in the hadith. So much so, my dear brothers in Islam, it should open our hearts that one day, one sahabi came and told Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, my brother, he's not worried about, or he's not working towards his livelihood or anything, that I am the person having or working and earning. He's continuously in your company, Ya Rasulullah. The answer of Rasul, لَعَلَّكَ تُرْزَكُ مِنْهُ. You are being said, perhaps, that Allah is giving you result because of him. So remember, that by your child studying and learning and being in the service of deen, that will bring blessing for you in this world. Not only that, remember the other hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Bukhari brings in Adabul Mufrad that he says a beautiful narration in the when a person has passed away, he's being transferred into the mercy of Allah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for that mayyit, Allah will show him his daraja, his rank, his status. He will say, Ayyu shayin hada, to whom this is given, Ya Allah? This will be the question, and it will be told to him. It is because of your pious children, istaghfara, they have made istighfar for you. They are crying for your forgiveness. That is the reason that Allah has raised your rank and status after the mayyit, after the death of a person. So the journey that you have taken, it is the best, and there is nothing better than this on this planet, to learn the words of Allah, the words of Rasul, the words of the Supreme Creator. My dear respected parents, mothers, we need to understand that we must start thanking Allah. Why that Allah had chosen me? That's why in the same welcoming for those Sahaba, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا نَدَامَا, that you don't need to regret anything, because you have embarked on a journey, you have come to learn, and remember, this will be blessing for you in this world, and after you, Allah will not even waste your progenies and your families. That's why some of the narration says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظُ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِي سَبْعَةٍ مِّن ذُرِّيَّتِ. A pious family, a pious believer, that my dear brothers in Islam, Allah will protect their progenies as well, because of the blessing of the parents who have deen. So remember very well that Allah has blessed us, Allah has honored us, Allah has chosen us. This we need to understand very well. Now your daughter has qualified going out as a person who has studied the deen of Allah. And remember that you should support, that you should be supporting her with regard to her thoughts, with regard to her ilmi or the deen that she has gained. Do not spoil her. Do not spoil her ilm by driving them in different directions, by doing things which will harm their ilm which they have studied. Make sure, be supportive to them. In every aspect, you take Kulliyatul Ayn, the muallima who studied, the whole family had supported for what she has studied. And today, a team of teachers jointly worked, and we could see this beautiful result. So we all should support. That's why when the Wafdu Abdil Qais, when they were departing, they asked about certain things that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded, taught them the iman, and wanahahum an arba'in, certain things Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them to stay away, the delegation of Abdul Qais. But when they were going, the last words of Rasul, ihfazuhunna, remember, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, O my sahaba, you are going back to your locality, you are going back to your tribe. Ihfazuhunna wa akhbiru bihinna man wara'akum. That first thing, now you have come, have learned the deen from us, now you are going back to your places, to your locality. The first thing that you should practice what you have learned. You remember, you protect what you have learned, you practice them. And وَأَخْبِرُوا بِهِنَّ مَنْ وَرَاءَكُمْ, and you convey them to others. This is what that we need to understand. This ilm is blessing. Those who tread this path, Allah is saying, no one is better than them. No one is more honorable than them. But it will only be honorable. وَأَخْبِرُوا بِهِنَّ مَنْ وَرَاءَكُمْ. Alhamdulillah, till today, there are 43 students have completed their education in Kulliyatul Ain. This should continue. This should continue. In 43 places, this should spread. That's why it is called the Ain, the spring. It should benefit every person, that they should work amongst the sisters and mothers of our community. Today they are trapped with the modern day corruption and fitna. It is the duty of these students, by support of their families, they must start working amongst their community. The same words, nearly near meaning, was told to the Sahaba by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam after conveying the entire deen. After he taught the Sahaba the entire deen, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ballighu anni walau aya." Now your job and your responsibility, make sure that you enjoy people towards good, that you convey people towards, convey the message of Allah, that you convey the words of Allah, that you call the mankind towards Allah. This responsibility of people who have carried this ilm will continue till the day of Qiyamah. Till the last day, it should continue, and we must be supportive. We must help them. We as parents and guardians must be next to them, that in this beautiful island, that our Muslim identity should be protected. The fitna that has prevailed amongst the women today, it is, my dear brothers in Islam, it's beyond levels of comprehension, that it has gone to such levels and destroyed Muslim families and homes. Such people, that when we support in a small environment, even few in your own locality, you start teaching, reminding them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep giving them the teachings of Quran and Sunnah, that they will be protected, and this mission will continue till the day of Qiyamah. This is the objective of Kulliyatul Ain, which has crossed 10 golden years. At every stage it passed with great difficulty. I was connected to this institute by Mufti Rizvi Sahab, who brought me, who asked me, who joined me in this institution. As you know, he has become a person who have contributed to many good things which have started in our community today. And remember, from that time I thought, why even we should teach women? But today when we look back, the changes, what they could bring in a home, that you and me cannot bring. So it's very important that, it's very important that it has crossed 10 golden years with great efforts and great sacrifices of every person on their own level. on their own standard, they have made all sorts of contribution. 3 batches have completed, and our dua to Allah, this should continue, and many should benefit from the spring of ilm, and we should see the blessing and the barakat in our societies, in our homes, in our families. And I conclude with this dua. May Allah accept all those who have supported, all those who have contributed morally, mentally, physically, financially. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and make this institution an institution which will be a means of hidayah for many mothers and sisters in our country and outside. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.